the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning, Bay Area. What is going on? Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. Goo, well,
talk to me.
I never really know how to start shows like these.
Well, say hello first.
Well, how's it going?
I'm good.
I said hello to you when you walked in.
You did. Now I got to say something to the listeners. Nobody cares. We'll get to sports. But, Evan, I walked in and you were talking to your lovely mother. And people that have a good relationship with their parents are A1 with me. It's going to be in my book, chapter one. Evan, I'm melting and I like you more because I heard you talk to your mom, who obviously loves her son. But it brightened my day, man. I'm ready.
Well, you're ear hustling a little bit.
Well, it was kind of loud. But yeah. Hello, mom.
Yeah, she says hello to you.
Yeah.
She wants you to know she loves you very much. But the reason why I don't know where to start today is because you yourself are a man of many subjects.
Be careful.
Specific to
all
sports.
Right. Okay.
You got Micah on today. Last night, your team's in town. But we know that you're a Bay Area guy through and through.
All day.
So how did last night leave you feeling at Oracle Park after another close but no cigar type of deal from the San Francisco Giants?
I love the questionee. Envy of the San Francisco Giants or any other team in Major League Baseball that has ownership and a president of baseball ops trying to salvage and do something to enhance their season. And it's a joke. And we went through last year, me leaving the Pirates for the Giants, but I have Bay love. Shout out Ray Love. But I have Bay love, Evan, and I'm not a hater. I'm not your typical Cowboy fan. If my team can't win, I want the Bay to be happy. And the bottom line is the Pirates are a joke. They got some studs with Skeens and O'Neal Cruz. But last night, shout out Rob Lowe, I wanted the Giants and expected the Giants to stop the damn hemorrhaging and beat the lowly Pirates. And you couldn't do it again. And this thing is just out of control. And I'm watching everybody just pussyfoot around what they really want to say. Oh, it's okay, this and that, Evan. What is going on in Giant Land to lose to that team when you still got action? To me, if I'm a Giant fan today and I'm going to stand up for them, Evan, I'm pissed off, man. And I don't have the answer, Sway. You're swaying this. Evan, I'm serious. When does this thing stop?
I don't know. It hasn't stopped for over a month. The Giants over the last, 38 games have the worst record in baseball?
With the Pirates.
They've scored the same amount of runs as the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Man, oh man.
They have been one of the worst teams in baseball for over a month now, and this thing is starting to get away from them. They're a game above 500. They haven't been that since they were 2-1 to start the season. And this thing is looking like it's going to spiral. Now, it could end today. It could stop today. They could dig themselves out. They could make an acquisition at the deadline. We're going to talk about all of that. But everyone's trying to figure out what is happening here with this team that in June was 12 games above 500. And at one point going into a series at Chavez Ravine was one game back of the division.
Wow, man.
And now it feels like I have no expectation for this team anymore. I don't know what's going to happen, Goo, but I know they're going to be in a game, it's going to get late, and I've gone from feeling like they're going to pull a rabbit out of a hat to they're looking in their hat, and there's just nothing but dust.
Man, no doubt, Evan, and one of my old lines that I'll recycle in case you missed it out there. Evan, as I told Stani early on, June 11th, was my sister's birthday, and that's when the Giants were 12 games over, and it looked like they were building something special. And, oh my God, I'm a bad dad. Happy birthday to my daughter. She turns 20, Milan, today.
Oh, happy birthday, Milan.
Well, I'm sorry, Evan. Uncle Evan.
She's becoming an adult?
Yeah.
Oh,
20
my
years
gosh.
Old, and her daddy's getting older, and, yeah.
What?
We'll talk about
that. We'll leave that there.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, E, what do you do? I'm asking you, you can't rebuild. Nobody's saying that. because you got Chapman. You paid him. You spent the chicken on Adames. You brought in Devers. So that's not on the table. How do you stop what we're watching, man?
Well, that's what actually was most concerning to me about last night. Like, you know how I watch baseball. You know how I watch sports.
Did I text you too much last night?
No, it was fine. I actually really enjoyed it. Because I was watching a bunch of games last night.
So was I.
But
you know what I mean?
I'd like to think I'm relatively even keeled. Like, I don't think that this season is done yet for the Giants.
All right, the math is still there.
But we saw something new last night. And I don't know why it left a little sour taste in my mouth. And it's not about Carson Wisenhunt himself. Like, I thought
he gave you innings.
I thought he did fine.
All right.
You know, he
didn't blow you away.
He gets bombed a bit in the second inning. Loses the strike zone a bit, but bounces back. Those three scoreless frames.
Gave up the homer in the first. You hate to see it, but yeah, it's just one run.
Welcome to the show, kid. Yeah. That's how it goes. But there's something bigger at play here, which is, Goo, I almost feel like the Giants, they kind of have to buy at the deadline.
Go ahead.
Because if that's the best that you have to offer, if that is what your if that's a representative of your farm system, Carson Wisenhunt's their number two overall prospect. He's their number one pitching prospect.
We'll get to that too. I don't know how attractive that. It was just one start, Evan. He wasn't bad. He wasn't great. But the fact that you said he's one of their top.
No, he's their best.
We'll get to that.
Like,
okay.
He's the standard bearer for pitching.
Okay.
In the Giants farm system.
All right. Oh, my God.
And again,
thank you, Pastor.
This is not about him it is he's representative of the state of their minor league system. And I'm looking at him, and I'm watching him, and he does some things well. He does some things not so well. He's got a lot to build on, and he's got a long career hopefully ahead of him. But if that's the representative of the Giants farm system, I think we got bigger problems, and Buster Posey has a lot more ahead in terms of a challenge to get this thing off the ground than I thought before.
Well, you know what, Evan? You didn't say a damn lie, but the bottom line to me is, if you can't go there because you got to replenish your farm system and the Lucianos and the Harrisons, when we all thought the Ramos and the Matoses of the world were going to prosper, maybe you got to tap into your Dodger hat in regard to use free agency and trades like Buster's done early on to go get a Devers and another bat. But let me just ask you this. If they are to go shopping by Thursday, the deadline, let me ask you this, because my list is long. What are you shopping for?
You're shopping for something that can help you win now, because it doesn't look like anything in your farm system is going to be able to do it. Like, I know that people want them to sell and they want them to get prospects, but I'm sorry. If that's the best that the Giants have to offer, and I realize that Eldridge is supposed to be much better. But again, I'm looking at a team that has, like, Buster Posey wants to build a homegrown team. And I'm sorry. If that's the first guy that's getting through that I'm seeing in this era, I'm not excited about what's to come after that.
Mm.
And you never know. Guys can pop. Players can develop from single A up to double A and triple A. But that's going to take a lot of time. And in the meantime, if the Giants want to win, I'm sorry. Help ain't coming. Like,
you got to fix it within, though, E.
But I also think the best way to fix it is to try and find ready-made players.
Mm.
And I'm not saying you sell, you know, you get off of Wisenhunt. But using the trade deadline might be the only way the Giants can acquire legitimate talent, because I'm concerned that the guys that we're being promised, someone like Wisenhunt, people behind him, are not going to be good enough to help this team win when eventually it is quote-unquote time to bring up the young guys. Like, everyone wants to go to young players, and I get it, but what happens when you figure out that those young players are not good enough, that those young players are just that, young, but they're not actually talented enough to help you win consistently? At the big league level, it takes tools, it takes experience, it takes years. And I'm sorry, the Giants have not proven to me, and this is as much of a smear on Farhan Zaidi as it is on what there is right now. Like, I don't know what they've been doing for the last 6 years.
Nothing
in regards to building young players.
I feel like, Evan, and I don't disagree with anything you said, but I feel like we're talking about two different movies. Because I feel like when you talk about the farm, you're talking about the future. I'm talking about trying to salvage a 54-53 record that you're spiraling right now. You're four back, but you still got enough time. And I'm looking at it, and that's why I know people are going to come for me, Evan. I will not back down. And you laughed at me, sent me a text when the Giant lineup came out. I'm a Ramos fan that he was in there.
It's a victory
but
lap.
I just wanted, like, Evan, all I can do right now until moves are made is try to shake my guys and have them look in the mirror that are all collectively underperforming. That's more of a reality than hoping we get more Christmas gifts. And even the Christmas gift that we got early endeavors hasn't exactly, you know, sparked my lineup. So I'm asking you today on Tuesday, a different, more fiery voice manager be able to shake some of these dudes out of their slump because they're hibernating?
Maybe. And I look,
like, do you get mad at me for just people out there questioning that part of Melvin who just is, he's him. But Evan, I'm wondering if somebody were to just close the door and do something, everybody doesn't have to see it. Could that work? And get Evan out of his slump.
Well, I'll tell you on the other side, because I want to play a piece of sound that I feel like is what we've heard from Bob Melvin about 100 times. And it's the reason why I think people are so frustrated, and I understand. But I want to get into that, along with what do you do at the deadline? Again, I'm going to lay out why I think the Giants actually should buy at this deadline instead of sell, which is what everybody wants them to do after falling to a game above 500 last night. They are 2-10 in their last 12.
Man.
They are spiraling at the worst time of the year. We're here again. It's the trade deadline, and people don't know what to do with the Giants. But I'll tell you why they should buy on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Gittings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. All that coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.